last time, you all finally managed to make it to a small city at the base of the mountains. Thereupon, you decided to get just basics of what you needed: camping rolls, seasonings, clothes. You also stopped for much-needed shoes, whereupon you were told that you would have to wait 3 days before getting back the Keentuck shoes because they are custom-made. From there, you all decided to go to the local inn and decided to turn it into a tavern. You named it Blue Robin. Yum. You ended up cooking for the innkeeper. You went about the town proclaiming that there was this new tavern mixed in with the inn, trying to wrangle people in order to sell food and possibly make yourselves coin. You did sort of. He agreed to be the cook, but he did not say what payment he was going to take. But upon Sager's insistence, the innkeeper did give you 3 rooms. So you all went throughout your day. At the very end, you partied hard. You made some coin through arm wrestling and just having a good old time. Things have now quieted down. People have gone their way. It's pretty late. And honestly, it is time for you all to go to bed. But I know Mew wanted to do something before you all retired. So Mew, what would you like to do?
Indeed. Mew, as he's going to bed, is going to get prepared. And then he's going to say, okay, I have one more shot at this for tonight. And he is actually going to take out the stone knife that Katsu generated, place it in his hand, pull it as he casts Blood Money. And then he is going to use his... hang on. Secret of Magical Discipline in order to cast one spell. And he will once again cast Commune.
Okay. Please make a percentile die roll.
I knew this was coming. I should have had my percentile die ready. All right.
Told you to have your dice ready.
That is a 49.
Unfortunately, you get the exact same as you have before. Just not quite there.
Just not getting through.
And so disappointment hits, but maybe tomorrow.
Indeed.
Is there anything else any of you would like to do before you head to bed?
Now, Manea is ready to find a bed and fall into it.
Okay. You only have 3 rooms, so I'm sure it's split up, couple get a room, and then kind of divided men and women from there, depending. So, at least for the guys, at least one of you will probably have to sleep on the floor. There may not be enough room for both Keentuck and Mew. But you make yourselves as comfortable as you can, go to sleep. And then the next day comes, and you have another day of potential bringing in customers, making more money, maybe gathering information. It's up to you. The dawn breaks. What would you each like to do? Hazel, of course, is up rather early, as she always is. Probably just sitting downstairs, just waiting around. She'll eventually commune, but...
Brew will get up early as well. Probably a little earlier than usual, actually.
Manea will sleep in this time.
Better than a hard, earthy ground to sleep on.
You can't do that, that's my shtick.
He naturally would probably have gotten up early.
It's starting, people are starting to come onto the streets. There are a few early risers. And you're probably out early enough to see the sun rise in all its glorious colors and the way it hits the mountains. You're like, this is beautiful. I could potentially get used to this. Back here for the rest of your life. It's easy enough to find scraps from yesterday or fresher food from for today. Hard. Aza would probably help you look if you ask her.
He has a series of things he wants to do, though he'll probably do most of them later in the day. First thing that he would like to do, he's going to try again from last night. Okay. It's a new day. It's a new morning.
A new day.
And I have on the list, if it fails, try again. Okay. So, wakes up. Yep. We'll see how this goes. That is a 93, finally.
It takes probably longer than it should, but at last you do break through and you do feel the magic connect.
Thank goodness. Okay, let's get some of these questions answered. And he's going to ask his first question. When we traveled here, the plane shift that got us here was redirected. Was that intentional?
Yes.
Was it intended to be a trap?
Likely.
Was the trap intended for Aza?
Likely.
Could you repeat that?
Likely.
He nods. Thinks it's his. Was the trap intended for me?
No.
While we're here, does time continue to pass back at the place we know is home?
Yes.
Does it pass more quickly than we experience here?
No.
Muse breathes a heavy sigh of relief. All right. Question 8. Was the being known as the Devourer the one who initiated the redirection?
Unclear.
Is the Devourer something that I know?
Likely.
He pauses and says, is the Devourer one of the unnamed? I'm not sure if it came through. Sorry.
Yes.
Yes. You pauses. And then takes a breath. It says, am I being hunted?
No.
Are all of my current companions who they appear to be?
Yes.
Is the legend of the great druid related to us?
and clear.
He pauses and thinks, I need more information. Are there any other restrictions on magic other than conjuration?
Unclear.
He still has two questions left, and I should have rewritten them because I know the answer to those. based on what we've done since then. You know what? I didn't write them out ahead of time, and I didn't send in. So I will just leave it at that. Smew says, actually, he'll change one. Says, is the Devourer aware of my presence?
Unclear.
Do the druids know how the great druid sealed the Devourer previously?
Unclear.
And with that ends the questions you can ask. And you watch as he takes a moment and says, it shouldn't be here. But I can't think on that right now. And Mew is going to get up, as he has a lot to think about. And he's going to, at very least, he needs Katsu to wake up next. So he's going to wait. He's going to go down to the kitchen. Just almost mechanically start preparing breakfast. So he's got a lot to think about, and he also has a lot to do.
Maneha finally gets up and also comes out to the dining hall and stretches around. He's looking to see if there's any other of his companions that are just milling about, or if they're all off doing something.
Azel's kind of milling about. You can hear Mew in the kitchens preparing, or at least you assume it's Mew in the kitchens.
Good
and
morning, Azel.
Sure, Bruman's probably milling around too.
Anyway.
What time is it?
Well, at this point in time, Maneha is up, who wanted to sleep in. So.
Probably 9-ish.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I go quite milling about, but you could find him easily enough.
Good morning. It is very good to be sleeping in a proper building and not on the outside grass.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, I suppose we are still here for another day while we are waiting for our shoes to be finished.
I think it's another 2.
Well, we have already made some money. We should find something else to do today, I guess. I am thinking that with the state that this land is in, there is not much for what is the lowland word? It is Turingism.
Turingism.
I do not know why you call it this, but it means that you are not from this place, so while you are in this place, you want to see this place.
He will run back in this moment and say, this is the most amazing place. You should see the gambling dens they have here.
Yeah, what?
Maneha is just staring at you.
There's so much to see, and the people are so odd, and when you stare at them, they look at you strangely.
Yeah, that's exactly what Maneha is doing to you right now.
Yes, like that. So, what are we going to do today?
Manea is honestly flabbergasted, not sure what to say, and finally grabs enough part of his brain to say, Does your mother know that you did this?
He looks like he has no idea which part of this you mean.
Maneha, I don't think there are gambling dens in this town.
Then, Keen, where did you go?
Oh, behind the building. There are two old men with a game.
I do not think that is what is called a gambling den in the lowlands.
But they are maybe dens.
Yes, that would, I think that would be called a game.
And then there are boys with small little balls and a circle on the ground. They're in a different attic.
Okay.
Also games?
Probably. So one was hitting the other.
Keen, do you know what the lowlander common tongue word for word is that is den?
Yes, it means a dwelling place for dogs. And there are usually dogs in these places too.
No, it means kucha. Kuchan. The place where the Yeti live.
Oh.
And where many other creatures live. I suppose it could be dogs as well, but no, usually they mean that it is a room that they have made under the ground, where there are many bad things happening.
Keen looks like he's not really sure what you're getting at. He thinks that the term still applies. I mean, there's gambling being done, there are often dogs.
Well, okay. As long as there was not trouble.
Well, the one boy did hit the other very hard.
Oh. Did you hit anyone?
No, I wasn't playing.
Oh, okay.
Stefano will stroll in the other room. She looks like she has a little rag, and she looks like she's just been like cleaning the table. She looks like she's bored.
Well, as I was saying, we should find something to do today that does not have to do with gambling dens.
Gambling dens? Naya, just when have you ever gone to gambling dens?
I do not go to these dens of the gambling. That is why I am saying that we should find something else to do.
Mm-hmm. But once again, I don't think that there are gambling dens here, at least.
Then we shall not be able to go to them today. Yes.
Medea looks like she's making a mental note, and privately she's thinking, well, Medea must have taken up a gambling habit.
Medea looks like he's been like caught in a hard spot. Like, what do I do now? Like, he doesn't want to throw Keen under the bus. He also doesn't want people to think he's gambling. Oh no, I think there is wood that can be chopped. I think I'm going to go to the back, which is not a gambling den, and go and check. And
Maneha, you're still silver right now.
Oh. He will attempt to make himself skin colored. It's a cantrip. Does it work?
It works.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to go and check at a very nice place where there is wood that needs chopped. And that is all. And he will go and try to find the place of the wood chopping that is not a gambling den.
You look around. You're not really sure where to go. So you just kind of end up wandering the town.
Check behind the building.
Okay. Behind the building. It's pretty empty. Maybe there's a place for people to sit and play games, potential gambling games, but you're not really sure. It's pretty empty back behind the building.
Okay, he actually was looking for to see if there was wood to be chopped, just to do something.
I mean, they're like crates, but not really wood to be chopped.
Mm. Okay.
Question. Would it be possible basically, they want to make a disguise for Amir so that she'll look like some kind of strange furry creature that maybe Keen brought in? He can prestidigitate a fur pattern. He just basically needs a fabric outfit that will fit a pseudogram.
You can probably find at least a pelt or several in just the regular store that's in town. Whereupon, if you go in, the lady will greet you and be like, oh, you're back. Is there anything else you need? Clothes, you know, more seasonings, rings.
Part of what Keen's errand that morning would be to go and place an order for something, and he would have, he'd be able to schedule a drawing. I guess he could have brought him here with him. I don't know. How would this lady react to a pseudo-dragon being presented to her for clothing?
There's one way to find out.
Okay, well, he was on the morning adventure that he would have had him here and his little makeshift basket that he had made for her. And he'd go into the shop and say, oh, can you make a special dress for my sister?
For your sister?
Yes, here she is.
She was definitely looking for like a person, and you kind of like fold back and let her see the dragon. She kind of goes, your sister.
Yes, your sister. I'm here.
Okay, you want a dress for your sister?
Well, dress is not the right word. I would like to make her look more like a muskrat.
What?
A large rodent of unusual size or some other furry creature. You see, my teacher cannot know that my sister is here.
Oh. Well, we can keep that a secret between us. You have some furs, and she'll point you to a like kind of a wall of furs. See like wolf fur, coyote fur, rabbit fur, just different things. Would any of these work for your sister?
Yes, these are excellent. Keen will pick out a coyote fur. I have to ask though, how are our characters paying for all of this?
You did manage to get some money. Brew is currently in charge of said money. You also, trying to remember what all did you. You got some from the arm wrestling the night before.
Which Keen would have participated in too, because he got a gift of strength and looks less strong than he is.
Okay, so he probably also would have gotten at least a couple copper from it, because I believe the buy-in was 1 copper and then the sellout was 3. Think if you won, or if they won. So
yeah, so we earned 1 silver total from arm wrestling.
So
at least Maneha did.
Either you would have had to pocket some of that, or you would have to go find Brew in order to.
Okay. Can we retroactively say that Keen would have titled up Brew and asked if he passed them, and if Brew said no, he would try pocketing?
We could say that.
Yeah. Of course, now everyone thinks Keen gambled it away on a game of marbles.
Yeah.
Or betting on boys fighting over marbles.
Yes. But she'll hold out a hand, and for this, she'll probably say it's like 5 copper for it.
He will gladly hand it over and ask when he could expect his sister's dress to be ready.
Oh, you're asking me to make it.
He looks confused.
That'll be another 3 copper.
Does this seem to track with what he saw of the clothing ordering process before?
No, they had literal clothes on, like, hanging up with which Sadra had just chosen from. So there are definitely clothes like dresses, pants, shirts, socks, whatever you might need for daily wear, whatever you might need for hiking up in the mountains in cold weather. She basically has it all.
Okay. Well, he can hand over. He has no idea if this is reasonable or not, but he just made mental note that, oh, he could be allowed to make this himself. He hadn't realized that was an option.
She'll ask, so you want a dress out of this, right? For your sister?
He will direct her that it's actually going to be more like,
Okay, she will take measurements if she is allowed, just to make sure everything will fit. And then she'll say, it'll probably be ready by tomorrow morning if you want to come back then. Now bring your friends, spend more money, find other things that you might need.
Oh, I will keep that in mind.
Well, it was nice to meet you and your sister.
Amir says it was nice to meet you too. And indeed, Amir is very, Amir can speak common. So if this woman is speaking common, Amir will say,
yes. She's kind of like,
I think Amir can speak common. I need to look up her
character. Pseudo dragons can speak common.
Yeah, so that definitely freaks her out a little bit, but she's like, you're welcome.
Yeah, she's speaking common.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
So yes, the onesie for the dragon, pseudo dragon, has been ordered and will be ready by tomorrow for you.
Maneha is going to come back inside, having been unsuccessful in his search for wood to chop, and he's going to look around. Would he pick up that people don't seem to be doing well or seem to be kind of glum? Should I make him roll for it?
I have to roll for it, Andrew, and you are in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Azel's kind of out there, but she's... It looks like she's mostly just chilling. She's been to herself like, oh, she mostly does.
I'm guessing that'd be sense motive. Sense motive or perception?
Yeah. Let's do sense motive.
All right. Well, that's a 16 on the sense motive.
No. She seems fine. She's just chilling.
Okay. It seems all right. He comes back and sits down with Aesel. Well, there is no wood to chop. And I confirmed that there are no dens of gabbling in the back.
That's good.
Yes, but if we are to be here for the next day, then for the rest of the day, then we must indeed find something that we can do. For it is not good that we should just sit here. I know that it is good for us to rest, but I know my friends by now, and I know that they do not like to simply sit in one spot.
That's true.
Unless, and like his eyes open wide, as if he's had like sudden inspiration. Unless they do. I think I have an idea. But we should eat first. We will need our strength for what is ahead, if everyone would like to do what I have planned. So.
Okay.
Maneha will get up. Like, he's like oblivious to Aesel's, like, what's going on. And he'll wander over to the kitchen. Hello.
Good morning, Renee.
Oh, good. You are here and making breakfast. That is wonderful. We should eat breakfast soon because we have something important to do today.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He's nodding his head emphatically, like he is very pleased with himself.
Okay. I will get breakfast completed right away, then.
Is there anything I can do to help? I am not good at making things, but I can carry things.
Not that I can think of. I think breakfast should be all right.
Okay.
Now he looks around. Is Katsu down there?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
If Katsu's there, then Sadra would also have come down at the same time. She had determined that she was going to wait until Katsu went down to go down.
Fair enough.
Good. Everyone is getting here. That is good.
Except he looks around and notices that Keen is missing.
Oh, no. Did Keen try to find another den?
Keen kept looking for the marbles game, but you could scare the kids off. He'd forgotten that you were holding that. So he's disappointed. So he finds Grimmond and returns whatever copper coins are left, because he was going to play the marbles game with him.
Good. I am glad everyone is here. Everyone should come and gather around. We will eat, and then we will have something important to do today.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Yep.
When Mew brings out the food, and it seems to be a lot of the meat and the bread prepared from last night, but he's rearranged to make it nice for breakfast. He's actually going to say, oh, Katsu, you're awake. And he looks over at Mine and says, I have some questions and some things that I'd like to request you to help me out with. And he's also going to turn to Azel and say, same for you, Azel, but Mine, you had the floor initially.
Oh, well, we must eat first.
Okay. And you would set out the food.
Okay. Well, Manea will gobble his up and then announce, now, since today we must stay here in the city while we wait for the shoes to be finished, we must find something to do. Because while it is good for us to rest, most of us here, myself included, do not simply like to sit in one spot. So, we are going to do something that requires someone to sit in one spot. There is a sacred ritual that I have heard that the Lowlanders do from time long ago, even from when they are small children. And it is called the Seeking of the Hidden. You
okay.
will have to count to 100 and then come find me. Goodbye. And then Minea gets up quickly. Walks out the door, and he is going to go hide. I'm not going to tell you where he's hiding, actually, but it's somewhere in the city.
Okay.
Isn't everyone supposed to hide?
I'm not sure.
Is anyone going to go find him? We're just going to leave him be for the day.
I'm not sure.
New says, well, there are a few things I'd like to get done first, but he turns
to eventually.
Keen, I'm sure that you've played this game before, same with you, Sapana. Feel free to get us started.
Keen is going to try to cast greater invisibility on himself. Do you need to roll a percentile dex?
You do not.
Keen disappears. And then his ghost wolf appears in the room, and then it disappears. If you can summon his ghost wolf. I don't know which spells are troublesome.
Summon your ghost wolf.
Sorry, what?
You cannot summon your ghost wolf.
Okay, well then, that doesn't happen. Then you don't see anything.
He just disappears. leaving everyone else kind of at the table looking at each other. Okay.
Hannah was actually out looking for the laundry spot in town, so she might see the Neha, not realizing that they're playing hide and go seek.
Well, she finds the laundry spot pretty easily. There are a bunch of women already there working, just trying to get their laundry done for the day or the week or whatever. In the meantime, Hazel's like, so I guess we'll go looking for him later. What is it that you wanted to do, Mew?
Yes, a few different things. And he's going to say, I'm going to need your help with some things and Katsu's help with some things. But first, Katsu, could you prepare a few spells? Based on a list that I write out.
Sure.
Okay, and Mew is going to essentially say, first I'll need to prepare Blessing of Fervor. Next, I'll need to prepare Eagle's Splendor. Next, I'll need you to prepare Ears of the City. And then last but not least, prepare View the Past.
All right.
I have some things that I need to do, and actually, if you could prepare Ears of the City twice. And I think I might have mentioned that, but I don't remember.
Sure. It's kind of like, these are different, but okay. He's willing to do it.
What are you looking for, Mew?
Answers. But... well... give me a minute. I'd like to see if I can get some information. And Mew is going to turn to Katsu and say, is that all right with you?
Sure. I mean, I don't see why not.
Okay. And if Katsu does prepare it, you'd say, all right, first of all, cast Blessing of Fervor on yourself. And then cast Eagle Splendor on me, but use the effect of Blessing of Fervor to make it extended.
All right, and he'll do so.
Okay, which would give Mew a +4 to his charisma. He will then use Spirit Talkers to prepare a number of spells equal to his charisma modifier, which is currently 4. He's then going to take his cup with just normal water in it. He's going to say,
Fireboggle!
I know. Well, we'll fix that in a second. As he casts Tears to Wine. Okay. And then he's just going to take a sip to give him a +10 on his next few checks. And it's going to say, I need to make a few preparations as well. And he is actually going to reach over to the side. And you can see as he reaches over towards his shadow, you watch as he dips his hand down towards it. And his hand almost seems to sink into his shadow. It seems to deepen and darken almost until it becomes like almost a thick ink-like substance. And as he pulls it back out, it's almost like a Play-Doh as he begins to twist it and weave it. As he is actually going to mold the shadows using shadow conjuration to recreate the spell, Draconic Ally Extended, as he is going to just fashion this Draconic Ally out of shadow.
Interesting.
Any problems with this?
Nope.
Okay. And you watch as a small, or more of a medium-sized dragon appears, and he says, first, I'd like to introduce you to Penumbra. And this is what Penumbra looks like.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
And you watch as Lambda comes over and says, stay with Lambda. You'll need each other. And you watch as Penumbra stretches its arms over Lambda's shoulders and seems to just clasp arms in front of it, wraps his head around her neck, and then wraps his tail around her waist, almost acting like his tail is a belt and his arms are a brooch, and his head is the pendant of that brooch. And he drapes his wings, or actually, no, Prunber, it would be her wings, down across her back, almost like a cloak. I was going to say, all right, Azel, in our dreams, you've been worried that you'd been consumed by darkness. Is it okay if I try to see what things will look like in the future soon? For you, specifically.
Sure, I guess.
Alright. And Vue is actually going to cast Paragon Surge as his second spell. Picking up the feat, extra hex. The extra hex he's picking up is Vision. And he's going to place his hand on Azel's shoulder and say, where are you going? As he uses the hex, Vision.
Close your eyes and kind of plunge into darkness at first, and then it opens up, and you see Azel. Just sitting. It's not really anything special. Neither good, neither bad, it just is. But it's fairly brief. Her moving around, possibly talking to someone, you're not entirely sure who.
Sorry, did you say that's it? You cut out at the very end.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Okay. This is, I don't see any darkness in your future. At least not anytime soon. I don't know what that was or what our dreams are trying to tell us, but can't see it in the fabric of the pattern that you're headed towards. And then you is actually going to say, okay. He's going to turn to Katsu. And he's going to say, Katsu, could you cast Silver Tongue on yourself? I know it's something you typically prepare.
I mean, I always have quite the silver tongue, but okay. And I'll do that.
And then it says, could you also cast Canny Effort on yourself?
He does, though.
Okay. Now, last but not least, could you cast the first casting of Ears of the City on yourself with the following questions? Who is Vian to you? How did the calamity happen? Why have the artifacts failed to protect? And have the druids spoken of a being shrouded in darkness?
Mew?
Yes.
I don't think you're going to get answers to those last two questions.
That's fair.
He will attempt to do it anyway, question mark? Or you got to change the questions.
I would have to think of new ones. And he's actually going to turn to Azel and say, I'm assuming the druids don't interact very much with the people of this town?
Well, the best way to protect something is to keep it a secret. And why would people talk about problems if anything's going wrong?
Not Does that... That makes sense. I guess the next two then should be... What do you believe the Devourer is? And has anyone seen it?
And Katsu will ask those questions.
Cast the spell. And you hear different voices coming in. You don't recognize them, but it's just like snippets of little conversation. And you hear to the first question.
Who is Vian to you?
Who is Vian to you? You hear Vian is the best. Vian is like the goddess I worship. She's just all around great. There's one or two, like, Vian is just a god that's kind of stayed around, but it's mostly positive.
Second one. How did the calamity happen?
Okay, making sure that these are still the same.
Yep.
You overwhelmingly get, I don't know. It just happened one day. No one's sure. And then your third question.
This one was changed to, what do you think the Devourer is?
You get maybe an evil god, maybe a shadow, maybe nature itself is dying, but they're all uncertain. No one really knows the truth. And the last one
was, has anyone seen it?
It is an overwhelmingly no.
Okay. And as Katsu, you hear the voices of the city, and it's almost as if you're talking with them, but not at the same time, asking these questions to dozens, hundreds of people, but not at the same time. And as you answer these questions, he says, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He says, could you also... And I'll have to, because based on these answers, things have changed. I'll have to come up with the second set. And he's going to, you know, he's going to pause there as he turns to the people who still remain at the table, and he'll say, so I've been trying since we first got out of the wastes to try and get in contact with my patron. And I finally did. It took try after try. But I asked a few questions and I got a few disconcerting answers. And he looks and says, I think now I know. We need to get off this world as soon as possible. There are things here that are dangerous, very dangerous. And he looks to Aisle and says, when our teleportation was redirected, it appears to have been some sort of trap. And it was a trap for you, and I don't know why.
A trap for Hazel.
Yes.
Is it because you're one of the druids?
Oh. But I know.
And I don't know who it is that wants you. I don't know why they want you. But I know for one that I will not let them have you. You won't be taken from us again. Not against your will. But with that being said, and Muse says, I apologize to bring the mood down a bit, but there is also something else here. I think I know why the planet is dying. It's, and I would go even further than that. I think I know who's eating the planet. There are things out in the dark that I have been running from. And you know enough about my story to know who I run from. And I should have recognized it when I first got here. But usually, I was never there when this happened. There's someone else here. Someone from my home. And they're consuming the planet. And he turns back to Aeslin and says, I'm sure you felt it. The world outside when we were in the wastes isn't just dying, it's dead. The very sands of the deserts drain the life from everything. The oceans have been boiled away. I don't know if I mentioned that, but when I checked with the tectonic communion, I looked for the oceans. They were gone. This world... I'm sorry, but... this world is dead. And what we see right now is the last vestige of twitching before rigor mortis sets in. The fish are gone. Anything that is beyond a few hundred miles from here is gone. The birds are gone. Billions have died. And he says, as much as I would like to take the time to rest and recuperate and recover, he's going to turn to Aeslin and say, I don't know how much time we have. The wastes have been expanding. And turns to you and says, we could wait. We could take our time. We could... but is that what you want to do? I don't want to speak for you, but you have spent years lost away from your world, away from your people, being thrown from one place to another, one world to another, always lost. And yet we've come finally, after years, back to your planet. And we are to
just a few hours' flight away from your home. Do you want to see your people?
I don't even know if my people are still there.
But what you want to see?
No. You ever want to go back to your own home and see the destruction there?
Yes, it's... I know what you mean. At very least, do we want to see if we can go and find answers as to what happened? I know who killed my world. But for you, would you like to know what happened to your people?
What did?
Could you repeat that?
I kind of know what did, but if we're going off the dreams and everything, it seems that we are being led. Answers would be good in order to get off of this planet.
Not. Since this is your home, this is your journey. This, and she looks around and says, I know it's hard to see. I know it's hard to look at. I know it's heartbreaking. But if there's a remnant, if anyone has survived, shouldn't we go see? Could you repeat that?
Good.
He says it's just only, an hour flight away? We could go there, we could be back, we could check it.
Yes, but it's... If anyone is there, I don't want to, surprise them by flying in and suddenly turning back from clouds.
Of course. No. We could be on the very edge. Walk in as normal people.
I suppose we probably should go sooner than later, but wait for the others? We just leave things as they are currently here and just keep going.
My God. Though, even with the distance, and I leave it to you, we could go there, see what's there, and get here to go to sleep. It really isn't that far.
You're right. And
looks around and say,
if you don't want to go, you know that none of us will force you there.
I know. And I should go and face it. And I know it will be either sooner or later. But is it wise to split the group, even? I mean, for part of us to stay and part of us to go, we don't know what we'll find. This should probably be a decision made by everyone. Because it doesn't just affect me.
Of course. To be fair, as this is your home, as this is the people you're going to visit, I would leave the decision to you. But it does make sense to confer with everyone. This is dangerous. And as far as I can tell, when I checked, I don't think anyone else is coming to save this world. I checked to see if there was anyone else with anywhere close to a level of strength as we have. And there was no one on the continent. It's just us. Other than a spirit off in the woods. I don't think when you'd mentioned her, I think you mentioned she probably would not be of much help.
Probably should be avoided.
Nods.
So I guess we're going to have to go find Maneha?
Of course. Of course.
Mew.
Yes.
Are you saying that this world is doomed? There's no saving it.
Jesus. And he turns to you and then turns to Azel and says, Azel, if right now everything stopped, everything went back to normal, would this world still survive?
It has before.
If the world can recover from such a small remnant, I will be honest, I don't know.
Well, nature might not be able to grant wishes. But she is persistent.
Yeah. Nonsense. Everything that I've known, when a world got to this point, there was nothing left to save. But from your history, the Devourer existed before, and someone, somehow, managed to stop it. That knowledge, that secret. We need to find it.
Then, the druids we go.
He nods and says, I will do everything that I can to make sure that we're prepared. And he turns to Azel and says, and Azel, I'm sorry. This shouldn't have happened. Something like this shouldn't have been able to get through. This is what I work to avoid. This is what I've been fighting to stop. And some way along the way, I failed, and your people suffer because of it.
Your credit, Mew, I don't think you failed. I think some things just happen. One way or another, people would be suffering anyway. But I think that there is also hope that maybe since this happened before, maybe we could all take it back again. I mean, that's kind of what our group is very good at, rescuing people. So what's one more, right? One more world?
Another very important one. To us, it might just be one more world. But for the people of this world, it matters to them. So, and he's going to say, let's find Maneha. Confer with everyone. See what they think. And move forward. But for everyone who is here, please, please, until we know how to slow it, how to stop it, do not get the Devourer's attention. And he's going to look around and says, I know we've defeated powerful entities before. I know we've stopped things before, but when I say that this is something different, I mean it. And it, I know that our natural inclination is to say, well, we're different. But I wanted to let you know exactly what it's done so far. And Mew is actually going to use a prestidigitation, just make a small illusion. It says, this is the world. And he's going to say, if gravity is normal, the planet is probably the same size as our home. This is what remains. And you watch as it shrinks to less than a tenth of the planet's surface. It says, everything else has died. Everyone else has died. This, as I said before, this creature has boiled away the oceans themselves and left a wasteland that devours life itself in its wake. In an amount of time that is staggering, it wouldn't even have to see you in order to kill you. The chances, even if we were to try to walk to it, even if we were going to try to fly to it, I think the land itself, the aura it exudes, would kill us before we could make it there. If it is, and he shows on the planet where they are, on the exact opposite side of the world, and this is just the last bit, you would have to travel thousands of miles to get there, and we barely made it out of the desert when we were just a few hundred miles, if that, away from safety.
Mew, this being,
and Sadra is careful not to actually say his name, even his title, which is this being who is responsible for all of this. You know him. He's from your world.
Yes. I may not know him directly, but I know of his kind.
So I understand that he's different and that he's dangerous. And we are not nearly as prepared as we have been in the time past.
And she takes a moment to pause and wish for probably the millionth time that she had Hawksmoon. She says,
but you know of him. Don't just tell us he's different and to be careful. If you know anything about him, You need to start teaching us so that we'll know as much as you do. We may not be as well equipped as we have been, but if you can share with us, then we won't blindly run into something.
Nonsense. Each one of these beings, they have... They're unique in their own way, but they all share some common traits. If this being has been on this world as long as he has been, and has been feeding on this world as long as he has been, he will probably have a reach far more extending than we would expect. And he pauses and says, do you recall someone else that we'd fought? Someone else that we had, through a bit of preparation, managed to defeat? Do you remember Ranelagh?
Yes.
Was close. He had... clearly may have had dealings with my old employer. And he was strong. He was powerful. This creature will be far more so. And we managed to defeat him through a bit of luck by catching him by surprise and a lot of preparation. Things that I was able to do then, I don't have the resources to do now. Imagine fighting 4, maybe 5 Ranelaghs at a time. With the strength, and he pauses and thinks in how to describe it. You know how Ranelagh filled a room with fire when we first entered, with enough strength to kill most of us. If I'm not mistaken, this creature can create fire with strength to melt the very stones beneath our feet. As we are now, without any of the protection that we had before, we would die. And if it is like I think it is, it wouldn't just kill you. It would consume you. You would become a part of it, intermingled with everything else that it has consumed. And coming back from that, I haven't heard of anyone managing to come back. Because at that point, it isn't just you and it. You are it, and it isn't dead. It consumes the very air you breathe. Being near it draws your life force away. And the closer you get, the stronger it gets. Just by being near it, it carries a little bit of its home world with it. And a little bit of its employer with it as well. What do you know? The plane of negative energy. I'll give you an idea. Very few people can exist there for more than 30 seconds because being there. Just the nature of the plane of existence will slowly weaken you, one step at a time. And he says, Sadra, when you brought that individual back, you felt weakened. Imagine if you had to do that every moment you simply existed until you withered away to nothing. That is the plane of negative energy. The plane itself is nearly silent, because the very air itself is dead. You must be careful, because the closer you get to the plane and to the creature, the stronger that silence becomes. And within a few, at this point, I would say a few hundred miles, you'd have to shout to make yourself be heard. Within sight, I wouldn't think that there's any sound exists at all. It'd be like shouting into a vacuum, as it stole the very breath from your lungs as it leaves. At this point, if you saw it, as long as we didn't do anything to catch its attention, it probably would ignore most of us. At this point, I would probably guess it's killed at least 5 billion people. What's five more? But there's a reason I've been hiding. I cannot be found by this creature. As a traitor, vengeance would be all-consuming. And for its strength. Remember when and he turns to Bruman and says, remember when I prepared the spell and had you punch Redlack? It can do that without any prep time. I just want to make sure that that's clear. If we caught its attention and we were within sight, that is the sort of thing that it would be able to do. Beyond that, that is what I know generally of this creature. Without knowing any more specifics, without knowing who exactly it is, I can't give you much more than that. But I hope that is clear enough for me to beg one more time. If, for whatever reason, we came within sight of it, do not engage.
Well, I suppose if it means that much to you, then we probably shouldn't.
He just sighs. I I don't have the tools to fight it. Not here.
All right. So, it has been done before, according to the story.
Indeed.
So, we have a way forward, and that will probably lead us to Aesil's people. But, on the other side, how well would it recognize you? Would it recognize your essence or your appearance?
Especially since it's been here for so long.
Indeed. Remember when we were in Armageddon's Echo? There was a shadow of people, and they seemed to call out to Doom. But then one turned, and it turned to me, and called me a traitor, and immediately tried to kill me. Maneha gave his life. No, gave me the opportunity to feed on his life force in order to survive. That was a creature simply pushing its will against the planes. It wasn't there bodily. It wasn't there physically. If I were a great distance away, might not. But if I weren't hiding and it looked at me, I don't doubt the result would be very similar.
So, hear me out. If, and I've heard that this can be done, but in fact, we did this back in Maneha's village. If you were reincarnated, not just, you know, magical, what you do to change your appearance, but actually different, would that work?
He shakes his head and says, I know I don't talk about it much, but I can't really be reincarnated. I can't even really come back from the dead in an easy way. If my soul would leave, I would go back to my employer. I have taken precautions to make sure that I have backups to ensure that doesn't happen, but yes, that might not work as well.
So, I think we can all agree to stay hidden from thing.
You nods.
That note, we should probably go find Maneha.
We should.
All right. While this is happening, Maneha is utterly convinced that he has found the absolute best hiding spot in all of this world, or what's left of it.
Just note, when you are climbing, when you were getting to your spot, you definitely caused a ruckus, and some people came out, saw you, shook their head, and then just went back to work.
Okay. If you saw them, he'd go.
They'd all give you a strange look as to what the heck is this stranger doing. And then continue on their way, because they have no time for this.
Miu's actually going to turn to Katsu, and he'll say, perhaps we could
even the aunts. Would you be able to help Azel with her searching? I think she's probably the best of us out of searching, but I think you might be able to help her a little bit more.
All right.
And going to ask... No, you're fine. He's going to ask Katsu to cast Acute Senses on Azel. You would have to use your Secret of Magical Discipline.
That's fair. He will cast it.
So what does that give Azel?
It gives Azel a plus 20 per 2 perception.
Oh. Okay, on top of what she already has?
Yes.
Okay, Nats. What is 46 plus 17, guys? So
that's 61. Alright.
Yeah, it does not take long. Azel gets up, it's like, well, you went out this way, so I guess we'll start from here. And almost immediately she's like, oh look, there's his bare feet tracks, and just literally follows it to, where did you say you were?
The back of the roof of the cobbler.
Yeah, so she follows it all the way to the cobbler.
When he sees you.
And then just kind of looks up.
Oh, good, good. He's motioning for you to come here.
And she will shift to a bird in order to get on the roof, and then she'll shift back when she's off.
Okay, good. Good, someone finally found me. That took a very long time. This must be a good spot. Now, you get to hide here with me while the others try to find us too.
Actually, Maneha?
Oh, do you play the game of hiding and seeking differently?
Yes, but that's not the case currently. We have... But Mew found a bunch of not great information and about what's going on with the world. Oh. And we kind of need to decide if we're going to go to the druids like now or wait for you guys to get whatever you need to get. Shoes. It's kind of an urgent matter. The others are, by the way, on the street.
Well, if it is an urgent matter, then we will stop the game and play some other time.
Yes.
So, yeah. Maneha will then climb down off the roof and go join everyone else. And so you don't have to repeat all that, I'll just assume that Mew and everyone else brings Maneha up to speed.
Indeed.
And was Zapana there with the rest of the group, or was she still off mingling?
Zapana is doing laundry with the locals, and Keen is still looking for Maneha out in the streets.
Okay. Azel will go try to find the others. I'm sure Zapana is pretty easy to find.
Oh, yeah.
Keen had a... Azel would still actually be able to find Keen with that stealth. Unless you want me to roll again.
No. I mean, Keen is focused on finding Maneha, not necessarily and hiding from Maneha, which is not hard.
That's fair. Azel would be able to find him pretty easily then, with her lovely 63, whatever it was. She'll just kind of like tap him on the shoulder. Yeah, kind of. Just like tap him on the back. Because I'm pretty sure he's taller than her. So...
Yeah,
that's great.
Technically, no, but I can see your prints. They're very recognizable. But emergency group meeting. We've gathered, Mew's gathered a bunch of information on what's going on in the world. We need you. Because we need to make a decision. Decision.
Can't see me.
Yes. Let's go. So now that
I've learned like a local looks on.
She could have. Yeah, very, very jaunty working song from the women at the well. Basically. So, yes, it is uncommon, very easy. So, once everyone's gathered, information is distributed again to those who were not there. And I'm sure it is very much stressed to Keen that we cannot draw any attention to ourselves.
Ah, then it is more important than ever that we are playing the game of hiding and seeking. But we are hiding. This is very important, then it seems that we do not have many moons to waste. So I think that we should start doing things right away. But can we come back for the shoes?
We'll probably
come back for the shoes, yeah.
Okay, good.
Actually, and Mew is going to realize circumstances have changed, so he's going to swap one thing up. And he's going to say, I apologize as much as I would like to wait for the shoes. I might actually be able to help with that. And Mew is going to turn to Katsu, and he's going to say, I'm probably going to need healing in a moment. Just as a heads up.
If you're thinking of using your own skin for our shoes, no thank you.
Mew thinks, says, no.
That's not a pleasant thought.
No. That wasn't what I had in mind. Though he says, I'm going to try this. And he's going to look at everyone. And he's going to say, actually, Mew would know this, the player doesn't. What armor does everybody typically wear?
Chainmail?
Leathers?
Okay.
But you don't have any armor currently, so...
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will second the magic cloth robe thingy.
I think you might have actually had armor.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I think he had some pauldrons as well.
Okay. And link to you, Rydia, in Hangouts. I know I talked about this one previously, but
it was a long
time ago as well. And this is a weird one because it is. It actually normally uses it as a material component. But Mew is planning on casting Blood Money as a material component, and then it is instantaneous, so it would remain.
Why not? Sure. Go for it.
Oh, scratch
now
that.
Who's gambling?
Maneha wears leather armor.
Okay,
oh, yes.
Druid.
Yes, can't anymore. Druid.
Mew is actually going to... Yeah, he's actually going to take out the stone knife that... that one's a little bit harder. You're going to get normal ones. He's going to take the knife, run it against his hand, and you watch as his hand begins to bleed as he is going to cast Blood Money. And you watch as his blood seems to almost darken and then swirl around him in a, I would say at a 5-foot globe. And you watch as he just takes a breath and then casts Swift Girding. And you watch as his blood seems to stop in midair and then flicker into various suits of armor, which is then... disassembled and then recreated on top of your bodies. As each of you gets mundane, but the armor that you were wearing previously.
Oh, thank you. But, you, I do not wish to be sounding of the ungrateful. It is very nice, but he will then lift his foot and wiggle his bare toes. This is not shoes.
Yes. Clothing is considered armor with an AC of 0. And he can, it is unfortunately not mastercrafted. Yeah, it is just normal at the moment.
Regular armor.
Yes. So he would also just make a set of just normal clothing, AC 0.
Oh, good. These are shoes. Thank you.
This is okay. And you watch as the armor settles in, and he holds onto his hand. He says, Katsu, I could really use that healing right now.
All right, if you insist. He'll say jokingly. And, of course, he will give him heals.
Give him heals.
I mean, depending on the time period we're playing in, that's totally legit.
Very manly.
Oh, you want heals. Different heals, I see.
Actually, you know what? Since he can do it up to 15 people, he is also going to give Lambda a dress.
Oh, that's nice.
Nicer dress than the one you bought?
Yes. I will pull up a picture, but later.
That's good. Okay, so everyone is now armored up with armor made from Mew's blood. And
yeah.
So has it been agreed that you are all leaving immediately to go to the Druids?
Yeah, I think so.
So it is about time. Would you guys like to keep going a little longer, or would you like to pause here?
I'm game to keep going.
As am I, but I am game for whatever decision is chosen.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have someone coming over tomorrow, so I don't think I can go for any longer.
No worries. Thanks. Then we'll pause here and we'll pick up next time. So, I look forward to.
Glad you all
are going to the show.
Yes, glad you were able to come. And yeah, this is fun.
Thank you for coming. See you next time, and most of us will see you in a couple of days.
Yay!
Yay.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Sleep well.
Good night.
Bye.